Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of The Mastery Project and your Transformation Hub. And tonight, this is a bonus episode. We're going to be looking into Astrovision for 2026, and the sign is Libra. Now, just before I dive in, just want to say, for all you guys who love to read or love to listen to your astrology, in my work, I always tell people I work seven sacred systems. And I always say to people, look, there are no bad charts, all right? No doomed souls and no bad destinies. But of course, we have the power of free will. We have the power of conscious choice and we need to use it. So for me, I'm going to be talking about general understandings and journeys in 2026 for Libra. But understand, this is not set in stone. You can change anything, but it's also to recognize that making effort, choosing consciously is all part of the path. It's not going to land in your lap. So tonight we're going to merge cosmic and common sense. We're going to wise up your life and build the brand of grand that works for Libra. So let's ignite the magic and dive into 2026. So tonight, my overview is the number one. And what's happening for Libra generally? Well, I want to use the washing machine analogy. I know that sounds a bit unusual, but it's a little bit like you can hear the washing being cleaned. You can feel it moving around in the washing machine. And in 2026, you're going to go, great, it's all on track and it's moving around. But the next minute, it's going to be emptying and suddenly everything's going to be spinning and then the cycle's going to end and the machine's going to bleep at you asking for attention. So basically, you might go through this year a little bit on autopilot or a little bit under so much pressure that you forget how you got where you got to simply because you really do feel that your feet don't touch the ground. So for Libra, pacing yourself in 2026 is really important because things are going to change swiftly. So really do your best to keep connected to the cycle you're in and don't take any cycle for granted. Really look and say to yourself, yeah, just because that's how it's been in the past certainly doesn't mean it's going to be like that in 2026. So being adaptable, flexible, these are the type of inner assets you need to be applying. And also don't overly rely on perhaps contacts, who you know, or the logic of the unfolding cycle, because logic isn't going to be your best friend in 2026. Now, you might say, hey, I'm ruled by Venus, and so I'm much more of an emotional person, and that is fine, because we're going to need that very healthy arrangement between logic, emotion, and also intuition. That particular equation is going to need to balance. So this year, what have you got? Well, you've got Uranus coming into Gemini in the second part of the year. Well, sort of, it's going to be stabilizing from April to May, but the second part of the year, you're really going to feel that that transit and that change. Now, Gemini is one of the three air signs or ether signs in the zodiac. So in that equation, we've got the Aquarius element, the age of Aquarius. We've now got the generational transit of Pluto in Aquarius. And as I said, we've got Uranus moving into Gemini out of Taurus. Now, we did have a bit of a drive-by in 2025 where Uranus came into Gemini for a period. So if you did have a time in 2025 where you felt that everything went on fast forward, then that's given you a little bit of a taste. All right, now what Uranus has been doing in Taurus is going through some big restructuring, so deconstruct to reconstruct, and it isn't a particularly good fit. I'm not criticizing Taurus. Taurus is a wonderful, unique and practical and very grounded sign, but it is an earth sign. And Uranus does like the best alignment in air signs. So what you've got with this six-ish, seven-ish year cycle is that Uranus in Gemini is going to go, I'm free to a certain degree. after the transit in Earth. And so this is going to be, in some respects, very uplifting and bringing some new opportunities and opening doors and lightening up your life in general. But also, what Uranus can be accused of is fueling our life to such a degree with a lot of opportunities, but also potentially scattering our energy. So sort of going, oh, that's nice and that's nice. So you're in the kind of candy shop of opportunity, but you either fill up on all of the sherbet and don't get to the licorice, or literally you're trying and tasting everything, but you're not really committed to anything. So Uranus is spectacular if you know how to be self-disciplined. So for Libra, that might not be where you are at in your life, all right? So this year you could come down with a little bit of a thud because you do need to find the self-discipline to manage these rapid changes, rapid upliftment and rapid opportunity and doors flying open. But then you've got to convert that and be in your balance point to say yay or nay. Now, Libra, you are renowned for your diplomacy. You're renowned for really looking at all sides of a particular story before you make a choice. And that is a very healthy way of moving through your life. But with Uranus speeding everything up, this is not the year to dilly-dally. So if you do feel that you're getting into a place where you're procrastinating, please take advice, please communicate if you're feeling a bit stuck, all right? Because all Uranus will do is literally fuel what you are thinking and feeling. And so if there isn't that sense of flow, momentum, and alignment, then you could find yourself in a sort of up one minute, down the next situation. On top of this, a lesser known planet called Sedna is also in Gemini. And so Sedna is going to be hanging out with Uranus in these early degrees. And Sedna is a planet that really discusses the dialogue and the middle way, because on one side of Sedna, you've got the victim going, oh, I've got no choice, can't do it, poor me. And then on the other side, you've got the master going, you will do this, force, and a bit of dictatorship hanging out there. So, of course, what Sedna is asking everyone with their emotions is to recognise that there is always a choice, no matter how strugglesome, difficult, or in crises we might find ourselves. And if you've ever looked into the mythology of Sedna, it's a pretty dramatic tale. So basically, all Sedna is saying to everyone is the two pillars of Gemini are all about the balancing of the middle way, because Gemini represents looking at all those beautiful options, and the big portals and the big changes are governed a lot by this particular sign. But it's about us walking through the middle, not bouncing off the walls in a very polarized way. So Libra, you may get a bit of a kick up the patootie from Sedna when Uranus and Sedna join in those early degrees of Gemini. So that will be from about May time, May to June next year. So if you have been procrastinating, the universe may appear to be making the choice for you, when actually you want to make the choice, but it sort of all snowballs and it happens in front of you. Now, if it's something that, of course, you've invested in and you truly want, it's a leap of faith that really works for you, then that's fantastic. You're going to feel really uplifted and liberated. But if you feel like it's a bit of a Humpty Dumpty moment, like, did I fall or was I pushed? Well, don't get into that, all right? Because what Sedna is saying is don't feel a victim of your circumstances. Adapt, really do the best you can. And if you are able to maintain that sort of element all year long, then you're going to actually progressively flow more and more in that middle way that's really, really going to help you. Now, why am I also talking about balance so much? Well, because we have some heavy hitters moving into your opposite sign. So what's the opposite sign of Libra? Yes, you guessed it. It's Aries. So who's moving into Aries? Well, we're going in late January to have Neptune moving into Aries, and then we're going to have Saturn and Neptune joining up together at 0 degrees. It's an alignment that doesn't happen very often. It's on the 20th of February. It's about every 36, 37 years. So it's a biggie, and it's going to feel potentially like either a firework exploding in your life and illuminating everything, or you could feel that you are under the cosh, having to really adopt some major self-discipline and potentially also some major effort in disciplining the choices and how you move forward. So a bit of a boot camp sort of influence there on the downside. So you know me, I'm always going to promote what is the most balanced and supportive for your heart-mind alignment. So I don't want you to go into sort of intellectual damage control and think. I want you to stay in the middle, and I want you to look at Saturn and Neptune's time in Aries as an opportunity for you to really realign with your true passions, really mobilize your courage, and also develop a decisive and simple clarifying path forward for yourself. The reason is because this is the age of authenticity unfolding. And of course, Libra's got a huge amount to contribute. But when you're constantly swinging in a pendulum of life from one extreme to the other, or from one choice to the other, then it can really slow you down, because one minute you're pro, next minute you're doubting. So the key with this opposition is not to see that Saturn and Neptune want to slow you down. They don't. They want to help you with clarity, simplicity, and also purifying any emotional dramas. So we don't want Dr. Spin, all right? We want authentic and diplomatic truth. We don't want flummery, and we don't want bullshit baffles brains, all right? We want the Libra element to rise elegantly, as you always are, but also to be really clear from the outset about your position. Now, you might feel that's a bit being nailed down, but it's really, really important. So in some parts of the year, you're going to have to surrender to change. In other parts, you're going to have to be deeply, deeply honest with yourself. And in other times, you're going to feel like you are so supported and literally on cloud nine, and really everything is going your way. So it's a combination, but it is a risk this year to be a bit up and a bit down and a bit all over the shop. Okay, so number two, relating. Well, yes, with all of this Aries energy and fire in general in the zodiac, you're going to feel potentially that you're being a bit rushed. All right, particularly in the second part of the year. Now, it can be a rush to anticipate success, most certainly, because we've got Jupiter moving into Leo, another fire sign, yep. And Jupiter in Leo often brings rewards, joyous times, and the opportunity to invest, for example, with windfalls. But you're Libra, not Leo, all right? So you could feel that people also have a bit of an attack of the bossiness, all right? So they're bossing your life, and you end up sort of people-pleasing or juggling or hoping things will get better, but struggling to find out how that can happen. So in relationships, I want you to be very disciplined with your time. I want you to be very aware of what exhausts you. And also this really big initiation, which is a bit of a toughie for all of us, is we need to be looking at what you like. Is it actually of service to you? Is it actually benefiting you? Or are you doing a lot of what you like as a form of escapism? So that could hamper relating in general for you. And also all this fire could make you feel a bit exhausted and literally rushing big decisions or fluffing leaps of faith, because you really do feel that you're under a huge amount of pressure and it's not necessarily what you like. So the key for me when I discuss like and love, loving consciousness is all about us being responsible, of course, believing that we always have a choice and there's always an alternative. So in relationships, you're not with anyone because you have to be with them, all right? There are degrees of understanding about breaking up or about starting relationships, of course. But this year, you could be sort of having spats and arguments simply because all of this fire is increasing your passion, but you are kind of shooting off with, you know, not really a huge amount of understanding and getting quite emotional. So the key to relating this year is really get inside your heart, get into your emotions, and please find some clarity. And if your relationships are asking you, whether it's work, whether it's romantic, whether it's friendships, are asking you to go the extra mile, or they're asking you to act differently, or they're really asking you honestly to look at certain issues, please give these a good hearing. Please slow down enough to listen. And also, please recognise that perhaps they are highlighting things that you don't necessarily like, but they are actually of service and they're relevant and they're coming to the surface. And guess what? They're not going to go away. So if you say, yep, I've just walked out of a relationship, for example, or you're newly divorced and you're saying, woohoo, yeah, Saturn in Aries and Neptune in Aries could really help you with a clean slate on the romantic relating front and get you to really prioritise what is self-loving and what's purposeful and what brings upliftment for you, purpose, and just generally lights your fire and really makes your life worth living. So for Librans this year, yes, few honesty pills to be taken. If you can take them, digest them and really listen, wow, you could say, I don't recognise myself by the end of the year, that you've made so much progress integrating and adapting and really living that authentic brand of grand in relating. And if you have been much the people pleaser and the referee, then also you could be in a position where you go, no, I'm not turning into a doormat. I'm definitely going to say what I believe and say what I feel much more openly and with greater passion. So relating is rather exciting for Libra. Okay, prosperity and career, number three. Well, yes, Saturn in Aries and Neptune in Aries can make everyone in the zodiac work harder. Now, it can get to the point where you feel a bit driven. Now, for you, it's more like you feel a bit stretched because Saturn and Neptune are in your opposite sign. So at work, don't stretch yourself too thinly. If people want to redefine your role, then think very carefully about this. Also, if you've got itchy feet, by all means, explore alternatives. That's what it's about. Be in a state of adventuring, but not in a state of rashness. And I've spoken about this with the high fire signs in the zodiac this year. The Aries aspect can be enough's enough type of energy when Saturn's in Aries. People putting their foot down, people demanding more, people actually looking into their rights and looking into what they need to achieve in a very radical and honest way. So that can be a bit upsetting for Libra. It can be a bit in your face all at once. So if things do erupt at work, please don't wade in, all right? Please observe wisely and astutely, which is more your policy. And yes, you could be an excellent mediator in this circumstance, and that could bring a lot of benefits and literally put you, ironically, into a very conciliatory place, but also actually in a leadership place, because we all know great leaders are because people trust them. It's not necessarily they're the best at the job. It is the element of trust and integrity that is key to leadership. So for you, you could find that you are coming out with some beautiful intuitive insights and that you are managing that decisiveness. And as a result, you get promoted or you get some really surprise and fun opportunities as doors open in different directions. And it's most likely to be directions you'd never have thought of, but please consider them and don't be too traditionalist or too sort of comfort zoney. Just look into them. You don't have to go if you don't want to. You don't have to change. You don't have to redefine. But there are a lot more opportunities, and you do need to be looking over the fence. You do need to be looking beyond where you currently are. Okay, so number four, health. Oh, Libra, this is going to be a rushy, busy, rushy, rushy year, even if it's internal. You might go, no, I've taken a sabbatical, I'm chilling. Well, if you have, I'd like you to really breathe, all right, and get that sense of balance and harmony, which you are so valuable and so famous for. Really work on your breathing, all right? Digestion, rate of processing your life, rate of feeling that you're getting genuine, authentic fulfillment and meaning, that needs to be in a space where you can slow down in order to appreciate what's going on. And also, there is a real need to sleep well. Your nerves could be a little bit raw. You need to unplug. You need to find that oasis of calm in whatever way that works for you. Now, there are some warning shots potentially during the year about your health, so please don't avoid the checkups. Please listen. And also, just remember, you're not a bouncing board for everyone. You know, you're not there just to, you know, listen to everyone else. So make sure you're getting your point across and make sure you are focusing on and delivering for yourself. That's going to de-stress you considerably. Okay, my last point, well-being and spiritual aspects in 2026. Well, I think 2026 is going to stretch Libra so much more than it's ever been stretched in all different directions. Now, that might sound a little bit aerobic for you when you'd prefer to have, I don't know, an art display and a glass of wine. But what I will say is the finer things in life are definitely available to you if you can be aware of this difference between like and love, all right, that you're prepared to move beyond comfort zones and also being prepared to listen, because all of this air with Pluto in Aquarius too, we've got a lot of beneficial insights coming, but they're not going to work if you're in your head. So you're going to need to really be embracing your inner sense and your inner connectedness, and allowing in those quiet times for the pieces to fall together. Otherwise, you're going to feel a little bit scattered and not necessarily always rushing to get the whole picture, but unfortunately not being able to get that overview because you're not still enough inside to let the pieces fall together. Alrighty, a dynamic and interesting year 2026 for Libra. And if you want to read any more of the zodiacs, I've been a naughty girl. This is the last podcast. I'm not doing all the signs. So if you'd like to read any of the other signs after Libra, please go to yourtransformationhub.com. The articles are going to be posted shortly in December. And if you want to start your new understandings and to hone your heart-mind alignment and to answer those questions and to heal authentically, to rebalance and realign, don't hesitate to check out the discovery elements and all of those beautiful inner journeys that you can purchase on the website to help you with your own self-awareness development and that sense of fulfillment, grounding it with a improved alignment with yourself. I'm Alexandria. It's been my pleasure to talk Libra, and I really hope that you've learned something and that this has been a great ride for you. And I hope 2026 is wonderful. Thank you very much for joining me.